polio once paralyzed 1,000 children a day worldwide. But since 1988, the largest public health campaign in history has been delivering vaccines to every remote corner of the globe to beat back the disease. And at a ceremony in New Delhi Thursday, the World Health Organization's Poonam Ketrapal Singh said all 11 countries in the Southeast Asia region were rid of polio.
It is a day that all countries fought hard for, and a day when all stakeholders come together to celebrate the victory of mankind over a dreaded disease that for centuries has killed and disabled legions.
India was the last and most challenging country in the region to reach this milestone, says the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention's Steve Kochi.
That country is a tropical country with poor sanitation, high population density, a tremendous migration of the inhabitants of that country all the time, and a weak immunization systems in the northern part of the country that represent enormous challenges.
And the challenges of underdevelopment are not limited to India. Many of the same issues can be found in Nigeria, Pakistan, and Afghanistan, the last three countries that have never stopped polio transmission. Perhaps the biggest challenge has been parents' concern that the vaccine will harm their children. Kochi says these fears take hold not because the vaccine is unsafe, but because of a lack of trust.
Underserved communities, minority populations may mistrust the government, mistrust the real purpose or reason for coming to the community with vaccines or any other health intervention. And it's a case of rebuilding that trust.
Offering community health clinics that deliver more than just polio vaccine are one way the campaign has done that. And the CDC has helped train local people to talk to their neighbors about polio and other health issues. People trust the local, says Indian trainee Ejaz Afzal.
People know him, that this is our village, this is from our locality, so they are believing.
Afzal went to the Horn of Africa to help control an ongoing outbreak in countries that used to be polio-free. In Syria, fighting has blocked vaccination campaigns, and the virus has spread from that country to Iraq. Officials are concerned it will spread farther, possibly into Europe. It's a reminder that polio anywhere remains a threat everywhere. Steve Barragona, VOA News, Washington.